Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to episode one of the One Bullet Gaming Podcast. It's your boy Rags, and we got Bonzer with you. We're recording this 10:15 a.m. on Monday morning. I just rolled out of bed out of my race car. Bonzer's up drinking a ginger ale because he's been up since 5 a.m.
Bench pressing. Just got out of the gym.
Just some amazing stuff. So Bonzer,
I had to call Rags twice. I'm like, bro, we got to film this. No response. Finally gets up, hops on, and here we are.
Well, it's like you're turning into my gaming girlfriend. I'm waking up to tweets of you saying, Rags, wake up. We got work to do. Like, what do you mean you got work to do? Like, leave me alone. Let me sleep.
Well, dude, you're more of the night owl. I'm the morning guy. You actually texted me last night. It was late. My wife flips over. She's like, who are you texting? I'm like, hi to my phone. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, it's M-Rags. She's like, who the fuck is M-Rags?
Oh, your wife knows me, Bonds. Let me just put it that way. She knows the name. Put some respect
She's
on
like,
it.
What's his first name? I was like, I think it's just M-Rags. Like,
I think it's like Jim or something.
Yeah.
It's just M. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what this podcast is going to be. I'm going to hand it over to you, Bonds. What are your listeners going to expect to see here?
So all things gaming. I think we both have a passion for first-person shooters, specifically the Battle Royale genre. I know we have Call of Duty, which isn't, Cold War isn't a Battle Royale yet. We're obviously going to cover that when it turns into a Battle Royale, but all things FPS shooters, competitive gaming, celebrity guests joining, talk about, how they got a start in gaming, how they kind of balanced out with their competitive, whatever career they're in, whether it's modeling, NFL, NHL, whatever it may be. We're going to take listener questions and just talk about, what's new for the week, any Warzone updates, any Call of Duty updates in general. And
love it.
Kind of run with it.
Love it. I love that. That's exciting. And the name of this first episode is The Tutor and the Caster. And I think the main thing that everyone wants to hear, Bonzer the Tutor. Bonzer the Fortnite Tutor. Talk to me. How did that start? How did you get on HBO? And were you a real tutor?
No, it should be the Bonzer the Con Artist. That's what it should be. I've told this story a few times. But I'm definitely going to dive in here. So how it started is I was sitting at lunch with some of my work buddies. And they found a few articles on Twitter, like parents are hiring tutors paid up to $20 an hour to like make sure their kids don't suck at Fortnite. And we found it hilarious. Like, dude, like people are paying money to like have their kids being tutored in Fortnite. And a kid, his name's Montgomery, I'll name drop. He was like, dude, we should make a Craigslist ad and just put like, want to make sure your kids don't suck, like hire Bonzer. He has like whatever, 20,000 kills, like 4KD, whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fine. Didn't think anything of it. A couple of days later, I get a call from someone in California. I got like two calls and I'm like, who's calling me from like LA? I listen to a voicemail. It's this lady named Cerise. She's like, hey, it's Cerise calling from Vice News, HBO. I heard you were a tutor. Is this true? Like a Fortnite tutor? And I just kind of ran with it. I'm like, yeah, that's me. Didn't think anything of it again. Like I was just talking to her for like 10 minutes or so. Her producer calls me like a week later. Hey, we're doing a story on Fortnite tutors. We have you and someone else lined up. Can we fly out to Boston and like film for like a day? So like telling my wife about this, like my coworkers, like everybody wanted me to run with it. And I'm like, dude, we took it too far. Like, they're actually booking plane tickets. Like, I got to back out. I was so nervous. I'm like, I'm not doing this. There's no way. I got talked into it by like a bunch of people. They're like, dude, you got to do it. Like, what's the worst that happens? Like, they fly down and realize you're fake. And then, like, they're still going to film it anyways.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened. They came down, they filmed it. They wanted me to bring in a few, like, of my students, which is a problem because I don't have any. So I had my brother act as a student, and then he brought over a friend.
That's great.
So like, I feel like they were kind of onto us, but once they were there, they're like, we got to roll with it.
Yeah.
Our setup was perfect too. We put like four desks together. We actually played a game with the guy. His name was Dexter. And we played a game with him and he was talking to us about like how we get started. Like it got into tutoring a little bit, but I mean, that's kind of what happened. Like,
and then, so I got a couple questions here. One, I want to know why Craigslist? Like that's such a boomer thing to post on. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago. So I don't.
Yeah.
What would today's equivalent be of Craigslist?
I think it's still Craigslist.
Yeah, I think.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why they were looking on Craigslist in the first place. I'm sure.
Right.
like, I don't know if TikTok wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
no, TikTok wasn't a thing. It was like
I feel like there are better avenues.
Yeah.
I'm sure Facebook or, but yeah, it was like 3 years ago, I think. And it didn't actually air for like 9 months. I thought it was, I didn't think it was ever going to air.
Yeah. So you recorded it. And then like, what did they say? Like, how, like, did they keep you in touch or were you just kind of waiting for it to be released?
No, I mean, I was like texting every like month, like, hey,
that's so funny,
Corey, like, what's going on? Like, oh, and they just kept saying the same shit. We're still in production.
Mm-hmm.
We're still visiting. And now this other guy, we're waiting. So I didn't think it would ever like see the light of day.
And then when it released, who did you watch it with? How'd you find out? Like, did you send it to everyone?
Yeah. So I actually found out, like, might even been the morning of or the night before. Like, it was very quick.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, hey, Vice wants to air it tomorrow, like 8 p.m. It was like prime time. It was like 8
p.m.
So I like called everybody. I didn't call everybody, but I texted. Told everyone from work. Everybody watched it. My phone was blown up that day.
That's awesome.
I watched with my wife and it was just so cringy. And it's funny because like that episode was, they were talking about like, it was all like Vice News is very political and like very like boomer.
Right.
It's just something I would never watch, especially like, I don't think it's a target audience for gamers is Vice News.
Yeah.
So I don't think I got any exposure really.
You didn't get any students?
Yeah, actually. So I made a profile. I took it a step further in the con artist scheme here. I made a profile on a website. I don't know if I should say it here, but actually, I think it was it was Gamer Sensei. Gamer Sensei.
Never even heard of this.
Yeah, gamersensei.com, and you can like hire tutors. And I made a profile. I got like they like had to check in with me, and I like verified it. And I was like, "Hey, I'm going to HBO as a tutor," and they were like, "Oh, okay." And I actually did have a few students. So I actually did, after the show aired, I tutored like three kids, maybe three or four. And one of them was a troll, a YouTuber who was nasty, and he was just using it as content. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Tricking a Fortnite tutor into like, you know what I mean? But I sensed it right away. This kid was cranking 90s. I'm like, buddy, I know what you're doing. You're trying to clickbait Fortnite tutor. Like, I invented this. Like, don't come at me like that. So I basically just ran a game with him. I was like, well, thanks for your $15. Like, you're not clickbaiting me.
Thanks for lunch.
Yeah, like, he was cranking 90s right away. I'm like, that was a terrible selling job. Like,
was it a big YouTuber? Or was it kind of like
big? No, it wasn't big. But
like, I wouldn't know him, right?
No, you would definitely not know him.
Wow.
He was like a Fortnite wannabe YouTuber.
It's mainly for the Bobcat, for the Bonzer tutor story. Anything else you want to add?
I also, so like a year after it aired, I get a Twitter message from somebody in Australia, a radio show.
Nice.
Love it was all. From like Jace and PJ. Yeah, Australia. Jace and PJ is the name of the show in Australia. And they messaged me and they're like, hey, can you come on our radio show? Like, we're talking about like video gaming and like Fortnite and tutoring.
Or what, like 11 p.m. at night?
I don't even know. It was like 7 p.m. my time, 8 p.m.
It's not bad.
But it was recorded. It wasn't live.
Oh, got it.
And it was a recording and never saw the light of day. But they were like, hey, like, do you have free time to talk? Like, we want to talk about tutoring. And I wanted to play hard to get and be like, nah, I'm wicked busy next week. I got all these shows lined up. And I was basically, pick a time. Like,
You are the epitome of a troll. And guys, for anyone who wants to watch Bonzer's like 4-minute segment, we're gonna put that in the show notes. I don't even know what show notes are, but I always hear podcasters talk about show notes, so I think we should have show notes as well. Bonz, right?
If you know how to do it, do it. I don't know how to do it.
I have no idea. So guys, maybe the link will be in the show notes. Maybe it won't. We'll see. Switching gears a little bit here. The way that Bonzer and I met is actually kind of a funny story. It's actually not that – I don't even know if it's that funny, but it's just kind of a weird coincidence where, you know, the Hooligans, Barstool Game Time, started their whole tryout Tuesday. I got my start there. I tried out, submitted my stats through the Discord, through everything, and then Bonzer submitted his stats. And we played at completely separate times. And there was actually a stream – I was streaming Bonzer, and you came into my stream. You kind of were like – you were kind of just messing with me a little bit. You were kind of like, yo, can we play tomorrow? I'm like, yo, I'm sorry, I'm busy, bro.
He played big time. He's like, dude, let's set something up next week. I'll get you next week.
And then you called me out, and I was like, all right, fine, we'll play Friday. Like, you said, like, oh, what are you gonna keep avoiding me? I was like,
Yeah. It worked. I'm always working angles. You know
weaseled your way in.
Yeah, just it's all networking. It's all part of the greater scheme.
Literally. And then from there, we've obviously been gaming. We've enjoyed our time together. Our first time actually streaming was off stream. It was me, you, and Broboken. I don't even know if we had a fourth. We were just kind of chilling on a Friday. I literally remember it.
Is that the game we spent 16K reviving Broboken?
Isn't that every game? Love you, bro. I'm sorry, man. Something like that. I think that was my first time. I think that was my first time playing with Broboken as well.
Yeah, it might have been. I have a vague memory of that. I don't remember much.
Yeah, well, it's etched in my memory as like that when the nightmare kind of began for me.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, ever since then, Bonzer and I have been running it. We found out that we run really well together in duos, especially in like duo squads. So we've been running like CMG tournaments. We've been running wagers like every night. So if you guys want to check that out, man, check out our Twitches. We wager all the time. I mean, it's how I'm having fun right now in Warzone, because Warzone's getting a little bit stale. We'll get into this more in like future episodes, but just like real quick, do you view wagers as the same thing as like, I want a ranked mode or something where it's like more than just playing, going for high kills. Like I want a purpose to what I'm grinding for. You know what I mean?
It's always good throwing an extra incentive. Like I said, even if it's for $1 or $2, it's not even about the $1 or $2. Not, I literally couldn't care less about $1. I'd burn $1 right in front of you right now. I wouldn't care.
That's actually illegal.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll cut that out.
Okay.
But yeah, for me, it's just having something, a little incentive on the line, having a record. So like we have a CMG record.
Yeah.
And I just don't want two other douchebags beating us. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
But if we're in a battle royale with 150 people and we're in a squad, like I don't care. Like I'm just trying to kill the whole lobby.
Yeah, you know I agree. And I mean, it's funny because like our wager record is like what, 7-10, and our tournament record is like 13-2. And one of those losses is a forfeit because we didn't show up on time, which was BS, but that's...
I think the reason we didn't show up is because Leonard Fournette invited us to play.
Yeah, that happens.
Humble brag.
Ever heard of him? Ever heard of him? LSU.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Speaking of Tigers, that Joe Burrow meme,
that's your favorite video.
Every time I win a game, tournament, like, it's just, I feel like it encapsulates it so well. Just
sometimes it's even when you win nothing, though. Like, you'll win nothing and you'll still
I might just tweet it in like an hour.
Yeah, you should.
And people be like, "What? Did he win something?"
Tweet it when this drops, bro. That'd be nice. I'm gonna be like, "Yo, this guy must have made it big."
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know.
What about you? How did you get started with like? So how did it go from you playing with Smitty?
Yeah.
To you going to Barstool HQ once a week, casting, doing tournaments, doing stuff on the side. Like, many, many people have been through the CMC cycle where they play with Smitty, you try out Tuesday, they do good, they do well. But where did it come to, you know, you, hey, MRags, what are you doing next Wednesday? Let's film, let's have you cast.
Yeah. Well, I think first and foremost, it's got to be the haircut, and there's something about the hair that gets the people going. But no, so I think we're going to talk about like our back, like how we got started streaming, but this is going to be focused on like, let's talk about like from April or May until kind of now, right? So I did the same thing everyone did where like you come through tryout Tuesday, submit your stats through the Discord. I was actually in like the first tryout Tuesday when Smitty, I don't remember who else he was playing with, but they were looking for one additional person for the MFAM Gauntlet. This was in like May, I think, or maybe even a little bit earlier in April. And it was unfortunate for me because the way the timing worked out, if the tournament started at 4 o'clock, my first game started at 3:30. So I didn't even get a second game. So funny enough, it was actually myself, Glennie, Himicane, which is how I met Himicane, and me in like one squad game. And I was watching guys like Skullface and Sasquatch. Like Sasquatch obviously dropped a 20 bomb his first game because it's fucking Sasquatch. I dropped like 7 kills, didn't do anything great, but I like a lot of support in the chat, which was cool. And then after that, I didn't get chosen for the gauntlet. Smitty actually DM'd me later that night. He's like, "Yo, sorry about like, you only got one game. Like I enjoyed playing with you. If you want to play again, just like, you know, join up anytime. You're part of like the general's army." I was like, "All right, that's pretty cool."
See, that's unique. Cause I feel like he plays with a lot of people now. I don't know if it's just grown so much where he's not going to DM every person he plays with. So either he saw something in you or maybe he got drunk and was like,
I think it was part of
need more people. Both. Like, yo, hit me up. Let's play.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of both. No, you want to know what was funny? What I think actually did it. Like when the game ended, I was like, "Yo, thank you, Smitty. Like, I really appreciate the opportunity." And like that alone, like the chat, I literally remember like the drunken dude was like, "Wait, who just said that?" And I was like, obviously in his chat, cause I was like watching what everyone was saying because I'm just psycho like that. And like someone just like immediately gifted me a sub. And I think it's just like the little things like that people overlook.
Yeah.
Like, so like for me, like my hands were shaking when I was playing with Smitty. I had like 30 viewers.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. Literally so nervous.
You still get nervous around me, you said, when you play around me.
Yeah, all the time. That's why I can't wager with you. But just going a little bit more into like how it got started for me actually casting. So one of the things that I really like to do was like I try to build Twitch community right through a bunch of different ways. And one of my favorite things is just like to cast tournaments or just to host tournaments. And the best way for me to host a tournament, right, is to not actually play, but to podcast. So the first tournament we ran was a gunfight tournament, 2v2. We had 32 teams. It was a ton of fun. I was casting a matchup each game. And then from there, we did like search and destroy tournaments. Some of like the behind the scenes guys at Barstool was like, yo, we really like what you're doing with the tournaments. Can you come in, you know, meet with us in the office and just talk about like our ideas? Because we want to start doing some of these tournaments. Since I already had experience, obviously it was going to help them because they have not really ran any tournaments that point. And this was probably like July. This was actually July because I think he texted me when I was on vacation and I kind of like started freaking out because I was like, holy shit, I'm going into like HQ. And obviously I was nervous and everything.
How did they get you to cast the first gunfight tournament? Was it like through like Zoom or was it in person?
So the gunfight tournament was my tournament. They saw that and then they invited me to cast their tournament.
Gotcha.
They did because CDL was in like champs and everything. They wanted to do a CDL tournament, which was like, you know, domination, hard point, search and destroy.
Those are hard to cast from what I've seen. Like I couldn't imagine.
The respawn is so fucking hard. Well, you want to know what's hard about the respawn? It's not necessarily the respawn. It's the fact that Codcaster is so delayed that when you try to get to your next person, it takes like 5 seconds. So you're just looking at like nothing and you're trying to cast over it. Search and destroy, I enjoy a lot. Respawn is tough. But the first one I casted was actually with Jake Marsh in Barstool HQ. So actually in the headquarters, which was really cool. And I felt so many things going on at the time because like I was nervous. And the funny thing was at the end of it, everyone told me, they're like, yeah, we can tell you were nervous to start, but you really settled in well, which is like never what you want to hear. But the fact that I settled in, but the thing was, I felt like I was doing normal. I never watched it back, the original, because so many people were like, yeah, we can tell you were nervous to start. I was like, damn,
man, honestly. I even like these podcasts, like I'm never going to listen to my own voice because I don't like it. So you edit and you let me know how it is because I'm not listening.
That's fine. That's fine. But you're an episode, right?
No way. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
No. I'll probably listen. But anyway, so how did it? I remember texting you or DMing you or something, and you were like,
"Yo, you didn't have my number at that point."
Yeah. No, I didn't have your number. I had your address. You didn't know about it, but I had your address.
Yeah. Well, the coolest one, dude. The coolest thing was the first time I went to the HQ, Spider looked at me and was like, holy shit, that's MRAGs. And I was like, the fuck? He was with two girls. And it was so funny because it's always weird when you're talking to someone who doesn't know gaming and try to talk to them about a gamer. And he's literally, and they're literally like, who is that? Or like, who are you? And Spider word for word goes, oh, that's MRAGs. If you go into the gulag with him, you're not making it out. So now these girls are even more confused.
Yeah.
You know, what's the gulag? It's like a whole like 9 yards. But no, that was pretty cool. And the one thing that I found out the most weird when you're talking about gaming is like, I'm not Matt, I'm MRAGs. So it's like, I have to introduce myself as MRAGs, not as Matt, which is really weird. Like it's literally like, if you went to Barstool right now, you would be Bonzer. And like, it's something online when you're streaming that you're used to, but when you're shaking someone's hand, you're not saying I'm Bonzer.
Interesting. And it's weird because you don't, when you first make your name and it sticks, you like, you can't really rebrand. Like it would take a lot of work and probably wouldn't be good if you change your name and did a name switch. So you're not thinking like, hey, 5 years from now, I might be meeting Dave Portnoy and having to say I'm Bonzer. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or MRAG. So just kind of, for my name, I actually, quick story, I got it when I was playing. I think I had just bought an Xbox again. I took a long break from gaming, like before Fortnite came out. I played H1Z1, which is another battle royale.
Yep.
Keyboard and mouse, and then I went, took a long break, and then I came back and played Fortnite. Bought my own Xbox again because I didn't have anything. I like sold everything. I like stopped because I'm old, and I was like, hey, I should probably like maybe graduate from college and like get a job. So that's kind of what I did. Bought an Xbox again, and I had to make a gamer tag, and I was like, I have no idea what I want. And the first tag that Xbox recommended was Bonzer Gorgon. And I was like, I kind of like that. Like, see if it sticks. And then I just rocked it because I was like, I might not even play Fortnite, so I don't even care. And it just kind of stuck. You don't really know how long you're gonna have that name for, or like you never really kind of happens. So yours is off your name, right?
MRAGS. Yeah, it's just a truncation of my name. That's literally
before your gamertag. Did anyone call you MRAGS? Like, did people call you?
Yeah, it's like has like a joke. Like my roommate, like one of my best friends from college, like has a joke. You just call me MRAGS
before you had this gamertag.
Dude, I mean, so my screen name was MRAGS.
Oh, okay.
Like AOL screen name. Because wow. I've always been like, I don't know what to make it. Funny story, my first gamer tag ever on Xbox 360, I didn't know what to make it, right? It's like the worst process. You get to like the name, your character guy, or just like
everything's taken.
Tag. Everything's taken. And then like at the time I was 13 playing Halo 3 and obsessed with Halo. So I made my name Halo Dog 15, D-A-W-G 15. And then like I started playing Call of Duty and I started playing all these games and it was just like, I was like, I have to change my name. So I spent the $10 when I was like 14 or 15 to change my name.
Yeah.
Like MRAG something.
I used to change names all the time, like COD 4. Like,
yeah.
You always wanted the one word name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, talk about like no numbers, just like one, like just so stupid. Like
Trey.
Yeah, yeah. Trey. I remember one I liked a lot was kid used to kill me all the time. His name was just Prof.
Prof.
P-R-O-P-H. And he was one of the OG like COD 4 players. Yeah. If you're listening and you know Prof, you're an OG.
Or a boomer.
You were too young. You're definitely a boomer, but you're also an OG.
Yeah. No, that's definitely fair. And then, you know, as we're getting to like the last little bit here, Bonds, what's going on right now with you? You got a huge thing coming up tomorrow. Well, now this is going to be airing. So you had something come up on Tuesday. What's going on?
So if you listen to this, I'm probably, I hate to say it, but I'm probably not into the next stage of the tournament. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. But so what it is, it's Twitch Rivals. It is so there's three stages of it. There's day zero, which I don't know why they did day zero and not just one, two, three.
It's
day zero, day one, day two. So we qualified for day one, which only 49 teams qualified. I don't know how many teams applied, but what it was, you needed an invitation to even like play in this tournament. I wasn't going to play. I didn't think I'd even get invited, to be honest. And then my buddy, Ben Kurt, Falcons quarterback, may have heard of him.
Hey,
we've been playing for a little bit. We played Fortnite a little bit, played Warzone. And he was like, yo, Bonzer, I have an invite to Warzone Twitch Rivals. Like, would you want to try? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think we'll do good, like do well, but I'll, yeah, fuck it. So I did it. We needed a third. He actually asked our buddy Neonis, and Neonis had a team with his team Mystic. And then I was like, Kurt, ask like some people, like just shoot your shot. Like, you know, a lot of people. The first person he asked was actually Aiden.
Oh, shit.
Aiden was thinking about it, but then he has a team. He eventually, like the day later, is like, nah, I'm playing with Mutex. I just found out.
Yo, could you imagine?
So it was almost Aiden, me, Aiden, Kurt. Aiden and Kurt have done like numerous Twitch rival.
I didn't know that.
Tournaments. They did a Warzone tournament. It was Mutex, Aiden, Kurt.
It's a squad.
And someone else. They like won a while. Like that's this crazy. Was like, when the game first came out. They like won a tournament. So, like, Kurt and Aiden are, like, boys. So, Aiden said no. So, Kurt's like, yo, I got another, like, a dog. I'm like, who? He's like, FaZe Blue. I'm like, all right, bet. Say less. Like, bring on FaZe Blue. Obviously, he's got a crazy good follow, a crazy big following. He's been in FaZe for, like, 7 years. And the dude's won 2 Twitch Rivals, 2 MFAM tournaments.
He's
so
an
like,
animal. Animal.
He's one of the better Warzone Slayers. He's been off for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
On Cold War. I mean, but he was dropping 15, 20. And like what I was most impressed with Blue is his like in-game skills, managing. Yeah. Like that's something I need. Like I can slay out with maybe not the best of them, but I feel like I can slay out pretty well. So just having someone tell me like, hey, grab this bounty. Like, yo, you're at 5K. Like just buy, you know, buy self, save your money. You know what I mean? Just someone managing where to rotate, where to do this and that helped a lot. So we played well. We qualified. We placed 40th out of 49. I think we got like 175 placement points.
Yeah, and that was Kill Race style, right? MFAM scoring. So
yep, Kill Race style. I think we won 2 games and then had a second place with like we played mediocre, to be honest. Like we played, I think the highest I had 20 kills and like Blue had 18, and that was like our highest like 2 kill games. But we were consistent. We played.
Exactly.
We won twice. We had like at least 10 to 15 kills per our wins.
Yep.
Kurt popped off one of the games. He had like a 12 kill win. He had a huge snipe at the end.
Nice.
So what made me so nervous is Kurt. He's at, we're in like farmland, behind farmland in the woods. Kurt's got a thermal HDR sniper. And I'm like, dude, thermal HDR. I'm like, this is so season one. Like, what is Kurt doing? These guys have cold-blooded. So Kurt can't even see these guys. Misses a snipe. I'm like, dude, if he had a kilo, he kills this guy. We're dead. Luckily, he's a good sniper. Turns out, kills the guy. We end up winning. So I'm like, thank God. But yeah, so we found out like an hour later we qualified. So now we're just waiting for like for day one. Nice, day one is going to be nutty.
And yeah, what's day one, Sal, real quick?
So day one is just going to be the top 49 teams that qualified in a custom match, five games. So there's five total games, custom match.
Right.
100, you know, 50 man, MFAB style scoring. But placement is going to be so important.
So important, yeah.
There's not going to be many people slaying out. Like, you're just not going to be dropping 15 kills in these lobbies. I mean, maybe I'm going to seem like an idiot now that this aired. It's just going to be really hard to get kills. It's going to be a you know, huge incentive on positioning, camping, ghost, fire shotties. Like, good luck pushing a building, like, fourth circle.
I mean, one of my biggest downsides, I guess, to Warzone is it's so RNG heavy and positioning heavy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, like, you know, to be really honest, like, I've been on the Fortnite train lately. Just simply because, like, one, I need something new. But second of all, is like, I love the fact that you can make cover out of anywhere. And in these custom tournaments, I'm actually excited to watch you. But like, in these custom tournaments, so much of it is just circle, RNG, positioning, which is really frustrating, right? Because there's so much you can't control.
Yep. There's a ton you can't control. Like you said, we don't even have a game plan. We don't know where we're dropping. Like, I haven't talked to Blue and Kurt in a few days. So, I mean, but I don't really think it matters. There's so much RNG.
It doesn't really matter.
If the zone pulls our way and we're in the zone, like, we're getting placement. Do you know what I mean? Like,
No, I was going to say, you can land somewhere like hills and there could be four teams there. Or you can land
super. What I'm saying.
No one goes there because everyone's scared to go super. So
super might be the play.
Might, honestly.
We actually have a game plan in store. I think it is not going to be fun to watch. So if you watched me on Tuesday, you did not enjoy yourself. Like, I'm literally going to be staring at walls in downtown so like nobody can stream snipe, so no one knows where I'm at.
Hilarious.
I might hide my mini map so they're like, where's Bonzo? He's just looking at a wall, and I'm just gonna be ghosted somewhere in the like nowhere.
That's actually hilarious. Yeah, because you do have to watch out for the stream snipers. There's a lot of shady shit that could be going on as well.
100%.
And then just currently with us guys, we're running wagers all the time. We're running 2v2 tournaments. We'll probably run like what, 3 or 4 tournaments a week. We're trying to do something like that.
When the teams sign up,
when your Bonzer's wife lets them, and as long as teams sign up, like sometimes, like that 7 p.m. slot or like that. So yeah, 7 p.m. slots like are prime time, I would say, but sometimes it just doesn't fill up and we don't get enough teams in there. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this first episode. If you could, guys, leave a like, drop a 5-star review, all that good stuff. We got more coming your way. It looks like Thursday is going to be the time where you can expect these episodes to drop. Submit your questions in the comment section to us on Twitter. Also follow One Bullet Pod on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, we're going to start doing a little bit of the Renegade. And I think, Bonds, you said for what, the first 100 Twitter followers get a personal WAP dance?
Yeah, not for me, but somebody will do the WAP.
Nice. W. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll catch you in the next one.